the Arthritis Foundation and Davis Orthopedic Clinic. Tuesday mornings at 11:05 on News Radio 1580 WCCF.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Triana Prevention Center's Slippery Slope of Lipids. I'm Todd Matthews, and I am here to introduce you to, or reintroduce you to, Dr. Elizabeth Triana, host of the show, who is here to take your calls, questions, and provide answers. The phone lines are now open at 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, everyone, today. I'm sure everybody is all excited because of the holiday season. And yes, there's so many wonderful holidays. It's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, Joy Noel. I think it's just, to me, it's the feeling of being with your family and all the wonderful good foods, too.
Oh, there's so much. Everywhere you turn, cookies and cakes and candies and wow.
My patients at the Triana Prevention Center, we have, oh my goodness, all kinds of goodies. And they're so wonderful. And just the thought of the kindness of giving a card and just saying thank you. You know, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful about this season. Mm-hmm. That we can just say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for being there when I need you. Thank you for being part of my family. And, you know, I want everyone to remember that I have this radio program, but I'm a family physician and have been practicing since 1985. Mm-hmm. I grew up here. I'm a family doctor. I started the Triana Prevention Center because I'm also a lipidologist, which is the person who's going to help prevent that heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. I am now, this year now also, a certified menopause practitioner to help all the women who are going through menopause and the symptoms. And I feel that all of us are going to age with grace and health.
Okay.
And that's what I want.
Absolutely.
I want everyone to feel good about themselves and take good care of themselves. So I'm going to take a little poetic license. Do you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, Todd?
Must have heard it 600 times already this season. It's very popular. Sure.
That's right. So I'm going to go through each day, but I'm going to call it the 12 days of thinking of your health.
Okay.
Okay. So it starts off the 12 days of Christmas. My true love gave to me day one, a partridge in a pear tree. Well, you know what that reminds me of? Fruit, whole fruits. Now, I just came back from a wonderful little vacation, a weekend in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And they had such wonderful fruits.
Don't they, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Did they serve you mango, fresh mango?
Fresh mango.
Oh, isn't that good there?
Papaya. The food was wonderful. The people were just so, just great. The weather. And they didn't have any bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like really surprised. At least where I was at on the beach, there was no bugs. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh fruit. I don't understand why we have to go to other countries to remind ourselves that we live in Florida. We have a lot of fruit.
That's true.
We have grapefruit. We have oranges. And I'm talking about the whole fruit. Remember, when you eat the whole fruit, you get the fiber. And also the minerals, the vitamins, not just the juice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the second day of Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It's two turtle doves. Well, what does that remind you of?
Turtle doves.
Two lovebirds.
I was going to say squab.
No.
My mind's not in the right area here. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Two lovebirds.
Two lovebirds.
And I feel that love is the most wonderful gift we can give to another human being.
Agreed.
And you love your mother. I love my mother. I love my family. I love the love of my life. And the people I work with, I have a wonderful team. I think that we need to never forget about love. Love and kindness. Mm-hmm. But also, the two turtle doves could remind us of buddying up. So this year, maybe get somebody to say, hey, guess what? You want to work together. You want to maybe start walking together or exercising. How about when you get weak with watching what you're eating, you give me a call or I give you a call? That, to me, is buddy up.
We're starting to think about New Year's resolutions. That would be a good one to make. That's you and somebody else making a resolution together.
Working together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Three French hens. All right. What is three French hens? Hens. Chickens.
Now we get to the chicken part.
Now we get to chicken.
Okay.
Chicken is a good protein.
Mm-hmm.
We need to incorporate protein in our diet.
Okay.
And we're talking about lean, you know. A pile of chicken wings, I'm sorry to tell you, as good as they taste, are not lean.
Okay.
Once in a blue moon is fine,
right,
but not every day. Chicken. Well, now that we're talking about chicken, a lot of people eat turkey for Christmas and the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is a great protein. Lean, take the skin off. If you're going to eat turkey or you're going to eat ground turkey, know what they put in your ground turkey. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm eating ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that they put all the skin, the fat, and everything in it. So if you want ground turkey, have your person at the grocery store ground up the lean parts, the chicken, the breast, and ask for no skin.
Okay.
You see, you've got to be a savvy and know what is it you're eating or what you're getting.
So just ground turkey by itself doesn't mean anything. You have to know what was ground into the turkey.
Right.
All right.
So if you put a lot of skin, it's got as much fat as lean. It can have as much as lean meat.
Okay.
Okay. Four calling birds. Remember, these are the 12 days of health.
Mm-hmm.
Four calling birds. Okay. We already did the three French hens,
mm-hmm,
chicken,
right,
two turtle doves. They're lovebirds. You buddy up, too. And a partridge in a pear tree. To me, that's reminding me about fruit. Fresh fruit. Don't get a can. Get it fresh. Don't process it with 10 teaspoons of sugar. Eat it natural.
Okay.
Or eat it a la natural.
Either way.
Okay. So now we have the four calling birds. I am very blessed. I live on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most beautiful things I love is to hear the birds singing. Go outside. We live in Florida. I love being a physician. I love taking care of my patients. But it's an indoor activity.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go outdoors more? We need to enjoy. Walk, look at the trees, look at the sky. We have such a beautiful place that we live in.
And the weather right now is so nice. And it's a little breezy today, perhaps. But in general, very nice this time of year.
And it's getting cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what about our beautiful beaches? The Charlotte Harbor. Every time you drive over and you see the water sparkling,
mm-hmm,
it's so nice.
Walk the bridge, the Peace River Bridge. You'll get to enjoy the harbor and some exercise at the same time.
I have a lot of patients that do that. They really enjoy that walk.
Yes.
But there's a walkway also along Punta Gorda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be safe. You know, sometimes I wonder, I see people like outside and in the dark and the night, and they're not wearing reflectors,
mm-hmm,
or they're walking on the wrong side of the road. So always be safe.
Be safe.
So the four calling birds are telling us, go out, be with nature, walk. How about gardening or biking?
Mm-hmm.
That would be wonderful. Enjoy your surroundings. You know, I think sometimes people get into a rut where they go home, work, work, home, home, work. we need to enjoy where we live because we really are blessed mm-hmm. of where we live.
Very true.
Okay. Five golden rings. What does golden rings remind you of?
A credit card bill I don't want to see.
Oh, no. That's cute. No. The golden rings, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I thought of, you know, when I grew up, we had hula hoops.
Okay.
You know, you had to learn. And that actually is good exercise, hula hoop.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and it's hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
I don't know how I did it when I was a kid, but it was fun. But I also think of five golden rings. It reminds me of a plate. A plate is a circle. When we sit down to eat, most of us have a circular plate. Do you remember we had a show that they have a new site on the internet called myplate.gov
mm-hmm.
where what are we supposed to do? We divide up the plate. Half the plate should be at least green. A quarter of the plate, a lean protein. And the other quarter, if we're going to have a carbohydrate, should be either whole grain or a green vegetable. So that's what the five golden rings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I also am a girl, and I like things that are shiny, too. So I'm sure there's a lot of girls out there, or ladies, mm-hmm. because I do not feel that being called a girl, I am a girl. So
my wife
I'm very
doesn't
proud
mind that
of
either,
it.
Yeah.
And I feel that, you know, shiny is nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Costume jewelry, things like that. So what about the seven swans of swimming? Now, anybody out there has any other thoughts, you can call us at 206-1580. I have a lot of patients that are listening to the show.
Yes.
And they tell me, and I've run into people, and they say they're a fan. And they actually say they're very shy. We've discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
But they are listening.
There's
so.
No need to be because we're all friends here, so you're welcome to call.
And we don't give anybody's name out.
No.
We're extremely confidential, everyone here, so that they understand that. So going back to seven swans of swimming. Swimming, water, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How about the pool? How about the beach? Swimming is great exercise. How about water sports?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I enjoy when I go out to the beach is kayaking.
Oh, yes, of course. That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun. We have a kayak that you sit on top of. It's a blow-up kayak, and it's so much fun to paddle around
mm-hmm.
in the summer, too, and get wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, kayaking. So those are the seven swans of swimming. All right, now we're down to eight maids a-milking. Okay, I can just picture those maids milking. I'm sure they're not milking for eggnog.
No.
The eggnog, we remember that. That's 6 ounces is 440 calories.
Very rich.
Very rich, which one day out of the year is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the everyday thing. Well, imagine a cup of skim milk is 86 calories
mm-hmm.
as opposed to 440 calories for eggnog. Eight maids milking. So that's going to remind us. What about yogurt? Yogurt is great. Low-fat yogurt. It has protein. Cottage cheese. I don't know how many out there like cottage cheese. I like the small little curd cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. You get the low-fat one.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. You can put some fresh fruit in it. It's a great snack.
And the key there is the low-fat.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have a struggle with that. Every time I try to bring home low fat, I get told I don't like the low fat version of it.
Well, it's like everything in life. You have to, like even cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the low fat cheese, the no fat cheese to me tastes like cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does.
The low fat tastes better.
Yes. It's an acquired taste, I think is what you were saying. At first, if you compare it spoonful for spoonful, it's not going to taste the same. But after a while, you'll become very accustomed to
you
it.
You get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to it. Another thing is if you want yogurt. Now, we remember we talked about the yogurts. A lot of times they have a lot of fruit at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you could do is you get the plain yogurt, low fat. You can put cinnamon in it. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon is delicious.
It's good for you too.
And it's good. It's cinnamon gives you the feeling that it's sweeter. It doesn't have calories.
Mm-hmm.
I think cinnamon is great to use. And a lot of different countries, like if you ever have Indian food, they use different spices and cinnamon, cardamom. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just adds a different flavor.
Okay.
One of the things is adding flavor to your food really makes a difference when you start cutting out a lot of the fat and sugar and refined things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're down to, we did the 8 maids of milking, 7 swans of swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings,
mm-hmm.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, partridge in a pear tree. Now we're down to 9 ladies dancing. You got to hear the story about these 9 ladies. These 9 ladies, bless their heart, they're all going through menopause.
Oh, dear.
And they have gone to see me at the Triana Prevention Center, and they are so happy because I have helped them age gracefully and with health. And they are dancing away, doing Zumba and Latin dancing and ballroom dancing.
My goodness.
So these 9 ladies dancing are really happy.
Mm-hmm.
So what about number 10? Do you remember what number 10 is?
Off the top of my head, I'm having trouble going backwards. I usually start at 12 and go down instead of wanting to go up.
10 lords a leaping.
That's it, yes.
Okay. Lords, guys. All right, guys. You need to move too.
Mm-hmm.
What do most men like to do? Some of them like what?
For exercise
for exercise, to move.
Oh, gosh. In my case, it's bicycle riding. It's working in the yard.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Bicycle riding. Well, these guys are dancing like the ladies because they're happy, because they went to the Triana Prevention Center, because their blood pressure, their blood sugar, and their cholesterol is all at goal. And they are moving and dancing and bicycling and doing sports,
mm-hmm.
and walking and enjoying the skim milk, the swimming with the swans. They're enjoying the geese laying an egg. They're outside in nature with the 4 calling birds. They're eating chicken because they have the 3 French hens.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lovebird to share it with, the 2 turtle doves. And they have a partridge in a pear tree because they're eating whole fruit.
Well, who wouldn't be dancing then?
That's right. Now, I know this is light, and we want to keep it light. We want people to understand on a day-to-day basis what we're trying to accomplish. How about 11 pipers piping? What's their story?
I can't think of an immediate connection there.
I'll tell you what the story is about those 11 pipers piping.
Mm-hmm.
They all quit smoking.
Oh, they've got the lung power to pipe.
That's right. They quit smoking. Now, everyone out there, there are so many ways to quit smoking. A lot of my patients are using nicotine patches. Some are using gum. Some are using these, it's like a nicotine inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very expensive, but the patches seem to be helping. There are some medications that help with the urges for wanting to smoke. But these 11 pipers have quit smoking. If you quit smoking at any age, no matter what age, you are already going to add life to your years and more years. Whatever age you quit smoking, you're going to improve your health. Remember, we talked about smoking, inflammation in your arteries. So if you can't blow the candles out on your birthday cake, if you can't, These pipers have flutes. If you can't blow into a flute, it's because you got to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. You've got to. And I strongly recommend. Now, there's different ways also. There's ways where I ask my patients, make a goal. Say you're going to cut down, like wean down. Mm-hmm. Maybe not cold turkey. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And after you've cut down, you reward yourself for cutting down. Pat yourself on the back that you've cut down and have people quit smoking. So those 11 pipers piping are really, really happy because they quit smoking so they can go with those 10 lords a-leaping who are dancing because they're all at goal. The 9 ladies are dancing because they've already gone to the Triana Prevention Center, and they're doing their Zumba, their Latin dancing, and they've gotten help with their menopause. Those 8 maids of milking are also very happy because they're making all their milk into skim milk and low-fat cheese and yogurt. Those 7 swans are swimming. Everyone is swimming now because they feel good. They're going out in the water. They're going on a boat. They're going to a beach. Those 6 geese are laying. Well, we know where we're getting our eggs. Those 5 golden rings. Well, we're watching what we put on our plate, right?
That's right.
And if we can, we're trying to do hula hoops. The 4 calling birds. We're being called to nature. We're walking outside. We're enjoying where we live. By the way, I think also, I went to Chicago. A lot of people that live in cities walk a lot, too.
Yes, they do.
So you do not just need to live, you know, in Florida. I walked tons when I was in Chicago to go to the museum, to go to the stores. It really makes you feel good, even in the cold weather.
Oh, sure. It's too expensive to take a cab everywhere. It's too expensive to have a car in a big city.
Oh, my goodness.
You do a lot of walking, absolutely.
And in Europe, too. When I went to Europe, people walk and walk and walk.
A lot of bicycling, too.
A lot of bicycling, that's very good. 3 French hens, well, we know about chicken. 2 turtle doves, love birds, buddy up, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Fresh fruit.
Fresh fruit. Those are the 12 days of Christmas that my true love gave to me, but we haven't gotten to number 12. 12 drummers drumming. Mm. What does a drum do? It has a beat, a beat, a beat. Mm-hmm. Your heart, your heart, your heart has a beat. Mm-hmm. You can feel your heartbeat. You can feel your pulse. Your pulse is a result of your heart beating. Listen to your heartbeat. With every beat, we have life. With every beat, we have life. That life is precious. We need to be thankful that we have that life. We need to try to take care of that life. So, 12 days of thinking of your health, your gift, that life is precious. So, 12 drummers drumming. They're happy. Their heart is beating good. Those 11 pipers piping are happy too, right?
That's right.
They quit smoking. The 10 lords are leaping. They're also moving with the 9 ladies dancing. Oops, there's one more than one guy more.
Seems to always be the case. Odd man out. That's
right. 8 maids of milking. Okay, those girls are doing good. They're working hard for that skim milk. Mm-hmm. The 7 swans are swimming. Remember, the water, swimming, sports. 6 geese are laying. Now, remember, I'm taking poetic license here. Mm-hmm. 5 golden rings. The plate, the hula hoop. 4 calling birds. They're calling us to nature. By the way, I came over today. I saw an eagle.
Where would that have been?
That was on 17.
Really?
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, they're just magnificent birds.
Oh, yes. You don't see them every day.
No. I love looking at the birds, and, you know, they're just so pretty. I even have chickens on my farm, which I have to tell you, you know, I told you I don't eat my chickens.
Mm-hmm.
They're pets.
Mm-hmm.
But they live very well. And they have a beautiful music. The two turtle doves. Lovebirds. Tell somebody. Tell two people today, I love you. And when I say I love you, I don't just mean romantic love. I mean, tell somebody that you love them. Love them for who they are. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Do a good deed. You know, do a good deed for someone. That's another way to express love. So those two turtle doves. And also remember, with the new year, find somebody to buddy up to see if you can work together to become healthier, either with your spouse, your lover, your sister, your brother, your family member. Find somebody to help you with that.
It's always easier with a partner.
It's always easier. If you're going to quit smoking too. If you, as a couple, you live in a house, it's always so hard for one person to quit mm-hmm. and the other one to continue to smoke. Try to become a team and try to quit smoking. That would be a wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that partridge in a pear tree, remember, fresh fruits, and know how much. You can't just, you know, a lot of patients, especially if you're diabetic, remember to count your carbs. Know what a carbohydrate is. Know how much you're getting in your diet. But if you're going to eat a carbohydrate, eat a fresh fruit is better than all those wonderful cakes, I know, that everyone's getting at Christmas. Cakes, pies, cookies. It's one time out of the year. We just don't have to do it every day.
That's the thing. Enjoy yourself one day out of the year, right back to the fresh fruit.
A patient came and told me, Dr. Triana, I really enjoy your show because you don't lecture to us. You just try to help us to learn. And because most people who are listening are adults. So I want everyone to know that I am here for you to help you. And in the future, I have a lot of good things to announce. In now, next week, we will be having a rerun on the omega-3 fish oils, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to listen to that program. At the end of January, I am very excited because we're going to extend the program to an hour, and we're going to have more guests and interviews and other different things to keep everybody interested.
Isn't that awesome? That deserves a round of applause. Sure. What a great idea.
Yes, that's a great idea. And I want everyone to have a wonderful holiday. Stay healthy. Think about those 12 days of health and give yourself that gift. And thank you again. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be able to speak to all of you today.